This is A Better Way Financial, the podcast with financial advisors and father-son team, Frank and Frankie Guida.
I'm Heather Branch, here with Frank and Frankie, asking for their insight on ways you can better prepare for your financial future. abetterwayfinancial.com is where to start your own conversation with Frank, Frankie, and the entire team about your retirement savings plans. We also have links posted in the show notes, so you can just click there, or again, find us anytime at abetterwayfinancial.com. Gentlemen, I don't want to go too deep or too woo-woo-woo today, but I do want to start by, we're going to start talking about how we feel and the psychology of it all. Because I don't have to explain to you how psychological money is. You see it every single day in the office.
Oh, yes.
The emotion that is. I actually even heard somebody say once, money is the mistress in many marriages.
And well, they say it's the most argued about thing.
Yeah, that's what they do, yeah.
Right? You two are, and you two, obviously, you're both happily married, but I am sure that you've had conversations in your, if you're in a marriage and you're not having conversations about money, that's a whole nother problem.
Yep, that's a whole nother problem.
That's a whole nother thing we got to address.
You know, the wonderful thing about being married so long is, you know, you've gone through all of those ups and downs when it comes to money. I think most of us, and even our listeners, have gone through roller coasters in life, you
sure.
know, and it's fun to finally get here toward
get to
that retirement
side.
Age
yeah.
and be able to say, yes, we do have
we
some money now.
We're better off now than we were 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Goals for all of us. Frank, how long have you and Kim been married?
39 years.
Oh, okay. So 40th anniversary is a big one coming up. Congratulations. I know you and Kim have been happily married and four kids and grandkids now. And when it comes to money, there is obviously a lot more to be done in the years ahead for you and Kim. But when it comes to figuring out how we need to be planning and preparing, what's interesting is that just the word retirement can get people worked up. It can stir up worries, concerns over money. People are just, it's not even money sometimes. People are afraid they're going to be bored. A lot of mm-hmm. people have identity crisis in retirement yeah. because if you know, your profession has been a part of your identity for so long. But here's an interesting way to think about it. Money blogger J.L. Collins is not a fan of the word retire, and he thinks that a better way to think about it is achieving financial independence. Here's what he said.
For me, financial independence just means that you have more options. And if one of those options is, you know what, I'm done working. I want to go putter around the house and garden, or I want to travel the world, or whatever you want to do, that's fine. But the other thing I'll say is, if you're focused enough and hardworking enough and is smart enough to achieve financial independence, it's almost inconceivable to me that you're just going to sit on a beach somewhere and do nothing going forward. And a lot of times when you start doing those other things, they wind up paying you money. And sometimes they even wind up paying you more money than your regular career job did.
I like his perspective here, guys. I think this is a very healthy way that we need to be thinking about our retirement years. So how do you help folks in the office find their own, quote unquote, financial independence?
Well, you know, Heather, it's funny because, you know, sometimes we get these folks that come in and they're like, I want to be done. Can I retire? Can I retire? And then sometimes we have folks come in and go, I never want to retire. Mm. And, you know, you look at those folks and you say, okay, you know, I, in fact, I even had one of my sons ask me one time, Dad, when are you going to retire?
Uh-huh.
And I said to him, somebody else told me, you know, the key is to be able to work because you want to work, not because you have to work.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think once you get to that point, you're really, really enjoying life. You know, even those folks who've come into our office that want to continue to work, mm-hmm. when we sit there and we show them that they are doing it strictly because they want to, not because they have to, it sort of brings a smile to their face. They feel happier. They have all different types of feelings that they've accomplished great things. And you know, even some of those folks are even working for other companies. And sometimes later on, you know, through the years, that feeling changes too, right,
sure.
Frankie?
Yeah.
You know, you have people that, you know, the company changed ownership or the company's like, you know, laying down the law. Oh, they're laying off people and now you got to do two jobs and this and that. And they didn't have that before. And when they were thinking, no, I want to keep working. Now they're thinking, maybe I don't want to keep working.
Times have changed. Yeah. Yeah, it happens.
And it's a really difficult thing because this is something, you know, let's say you're a nurse. You've been a nurse for the past 20, 30, 40 years. It's a part of you. And like you were saying, Heather, it's part of your identity.
Yeah.
You know, and when I was wrestling, you know, I was a wrestler for like 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I graduated college and it was like, what now? You know, like I have to shift that out of my identity a little bit because now I have to open up for the bigger and better things that I have ahead of me now.
Right.
There was a lot of college wrestlers that I had that were, you know, really good wrestlers, and they just, it was so tough for them to drop wrestling. They wanted to coach or they wanted to do something else because it was just part
that's
of them.
They
couldn't,
yeah.
They couldn't say, I don't want to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's why people come to us. I mean, they're coming to us because they want to find out if they can retire, what their retirement's going to be like, all of those different things. So what do we do when they come? You know, the first thing we do is, you know, we want to sit down. We want to have a cup of coffee, some fresh homemade chocolate chip cookies. We want to sit down. We want to have a conversation with them to find out what it is they want out of their retirement.
Okay. So,
you know, what kind of life do they want to lead? You know, do they want to be snowbirds? Do they want to upsize their home? Do they want to downsize their home?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where do they want to live?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of these different things. We want to get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get to know their feelings on risk and their risk tolerance and how we sit their situation, how they feel about taxes. I think most of them feel like what, Frankie? They've paid enough in taxes already?
Yeah.
So when we get all of that together, what do? We then take it back and we sit with our team of financial planners and we say, okay, knowing what we know about these folks, let's put this together. Let's figure out the best time for them to take Social Security. If they've got a pension, you know, what option is best suited for them? If they've got investments, are these investments going to do the things they want to do during their retirement years? Have they changed their investments for their retirement years? Do they need to? You know, a lot of times if they've had too much risk, well, then they should probably scale back that risk, and we show them why. We show them the pros and cons. You know, some folks are so scared they don't have to take any risk, you know,
right.
And we show them that, you know, it's going to be OK. You don't need every single dollar the day you retire, you know.
Yeah.
So we show them how to build a portfolio. We show them all the things that they need to know to really have a successful retirement.
And then we show them, are they financially independent?
Mm-hmm.
And going back to the question,
goals,
do you have those? Do you have that financial independence?
Uh-huh.
You know, are you going to be able to make it? You know, and that's what's important is are you going to be able to have the income that you need over the rest of your lifetime? And unless you have a written out plan, you just don't know for sure.
Right.
But also important, you have to know, what do you want to do when you retire? You know, like he was saying, not everybody's goal is going to be to sit on a beach. And maybe it is when you're working 40, 50 hours a week.
Right.
And you're like, I want to go on a beach and I want to just relax. But maybe you do that for a month and that's just not what you want to do for the next 30 years.
You're all done. Yes.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, so this is something that we talk about. We talk about, what are you going to fill those days with? You could retire from work, but don't retire from life. You know, what are you still going to do? You know, if you're a really driven individual, you might still work. You know, but that's okay. Or you might volunteer. You might do some of the things that you just haven't had the time to do while you were working.
Yeah, and talking about that too, Frankie, we just had this woman come in. And, you know, you can be really, really smart. I mean, this woman was a scientist, great lady. I mean, really, really phenomenal woman and very, very smart. But you know what? Her expertise was not finances, was not figuring out all of this different stuff.
Right.
And we were able to show her some pretty neat stuff.
Yeah, and she was a wonderful woman. She's widowed in her late 50s. She's a scientist, so she really knows her stuff. She's a really smart person.
Yeah.
But she wanted to see, is it possible for her to retire? And, you know, she was a great person. We love meeting with her. She's very active, loves to do things.
She's going to be a fun client, isn't she?
Yeah. She's looking forward to her retirement, wants to visit national parks, travel around the U.S.
That's awesome.
Is looking for, on the finance side, around $80,000 of income per year.
Okay.
And has about a $1.2 million portfolio.
Okay.
You know, so
yeah.
we had to set up her portfolio the right way. We had to look at, how are we going to get that income to come in? We looked at her pension. We looked at her Social Security. That took care of the bulk of the income. And then we looked at, well, how is her portfolio performing? How is everything working there? And the return on the portfolio just wasn't very strong. And we were able to show her that by rearranging the investment furniture, so to speak, we're able to set it up so you're going to be able to get on average about 3% higher rate of return over the past 24 years. When we ran back the numbers, we're looking at about a 3% better rate of return. So that compounded, you know, each year over a long period of time, that's going to make a huge difference. You know, and then we looked at the risk and we said, well, how's the risk situation and how do you feel about risk? And those are two totally different situations. She felt very uncomfortable with the amount of risk that she was taking in her portfolio. Okay. She remembered 2022 and said, I did not feel comfortable during that time when I was losing all that money.
A lot of us felt that way,
And what we did for her is we showed her that in your current portfolio, if 2008 were to happen again, your portfolio would go down by 39%, almost 40%, which on a $1.2 million portfolio, that's around, you know, what is that, $400,000 or $500,000? That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And we showed her how to cut that down to 13%. So cutting the risk down by one third in those major market crash type situations.
Okay.
We looked into her tax situation to see how can we set up her portfolio so she's paying the least amount in taxes. And showed her by setting up the portfolio the right way, she's around able to save around $400,000 in taxes over the course of her lifetime.
Wow.
And by setting it up and transitioning it more tax-free over time, she's able to save the kids approximately $510,000 over their lifetime as well. So not only setting it up right for her, but setting it up right for the next generation to come as well.
Yeah.
We looked into answering her question, can I retire? Can I retire now? And the answer was absolutely yes. You're able to retire. And not only that, you're able to live on $22,000 more of after-tax income each and every year for the rest of your life.
So she came in wanting $80,000 a year, and through your planning, not through her having to save more money, you were able to show her how she could actually live on over $100,000 a year.
You're absolutely right, Heather.
Wow.
Over $100,000 of after-tax income going up for inflation each year for the rest of her life.
Wow.
This is what we were able to do for her, but what could we do for you? So if you have these same kinds of questions, if you want to learn how to maximize your portfolio over the rest of your retirement, how to get the income that you need from the investments that you've accumulated over the course of your lifetime, if you want to pay the least amount in taxes, you need to go to abetterwayfinancial.com and click on the sign up now button so we can begin to start this conversation with you and talk about what's really important to you. What are your goals during your retirement years? What do you want to have accomplished? And develop a plan that can show you how to get your own financial independence.
Thanks for listening to A Better Way Financial, the podcast with Frank and Frankie Guida. To learn more, visit abetterwayfinancial.com and join the Guidas for the radio show, A Better Way Financial, Saturdays at noon and Sundays at 12:30 on News Radio 790 WAEB.
By contacting us, we'll review aspects of your retirement portfolio to include suggestions about how best to utilize estate, tax, and retirement planning strategies and other financial services, or if changing management styles is appropriate for your specific needs and objectives. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. A Better Way Financial is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Annuity guarantee rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Any client experiences discussed during this show are unique to that client, and they are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. Advisory services offered through A Better Way Financial. Insurance offered through licensed professionals at A Better Way Financial. Pennsylvania Insurance License Number 301779.